Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joining us first in studio, she is a mayor. Her name is Kathy Lowe.
Maria.
Her name is Maria Lowe.
Oh, man.
And this is all I know about her. Do we know any factoids about the mayor?
Yeah, she has an issue with the float party that they're trying to have in her city on Sunday.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio Her Royal Highness, the Almighty.
She has props.
The powerful, the benevolent, she's got a crustacean float.
Oh, wow. Crawfish.
I don't know.
Her Royal Highness.
I don't know where I'm
Her Honor. The Mayor of St. Petersburg Beach. Ms. Maria Lowe. Your Honor, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, certainly a pleasure. I like your turquoise dress very much. I like the crustacean float that you've brought. And is that your son that you brought with you?
Absolutely. Student at Admiral Farragut Academy.
Great. How are the grades? Good? You getting good grades? Straight A's? Straight A's? All straight A's? All right. You can stay. And how long have you been the mayor of St. Petersburg Beach?
I'm going into my third year.
Congratulations.
As the mayor. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
A four-year term or is it a two-year term and you were reelected?
It's a three-year term.
A three-year term. That's yes. Very interesting. Who are you up for? Who do you think is going to come out of the shadows and challenge you? Because we'll take that person out. We like you so far.
Well, nobody, because they think I do a good job.
Well, very good. What has been your biggest challenge thus far as the mayor of St. Petersburg Beach before this week?
Well, before this week, the biggest challenge was 12 years worth of litigation that we needed to get out of to bring our comprehensive plan into place so that we could welcome development. And we succeeded my first year.
Well, good. 12 years of litigation.
Yeah, it only took me one to get rid of it.
Wow, man. That seems to me like that would be a pain in the you-know-what to get into office and then have to deal with 12 years of people fighting about development. And you, in one year, managed to just knock all that out.
Oh, it wasn't just me. It was a whole city that was tired of the back and forth. And we just had to find compromise the right way, and we had to understand that there was a way forward for us all to work it out, and everybody came. It was an entire city that came together to do the right thing.
Fantastic. Mayor Lowe from St. Pete Beach is in the studio with us.
What are some of your main issues with the float party that is supposed to go down on Sunday?
Well, my main issue is that it's not a permitted event, and it's not been authorized by the city, which means that it doesn't have the resources that it needs to take care of the people that are coming.
Yes, your biggest concern is that, I would imagine, that this float party is going to become so huge that there will be sanitation issues, public safety issues, and you're just making sure that if an event is going to be thrown, the proper channels are followed so that people are not in danger and the beach itself maintains its pristine quality.
Well said.
Thank you.
Isn't that what you do when you have an event?
I don't have events. No. They all go to Mike Calta. We don't do.
We have events, but everybody does all the work, and he just shows up for them.
I'd love for you to have one out on the beach, and I bet you'd pull a permit just the right ways to make sure that you bring in all the right people and all the right things so that your fans have a great time.
Look at her.
Yeah, she's ready.
I love it.
I have a question for the mayor from Twitter.
From Twitter.
Let me see here. Why are you hating on the party? It's from Twitter. It's crazy. I don't know.
Hating on the party. I love a good party, okay. Especially when I got a bathroom to go to, a place to park, got the right EMS services, know I'm going to be taken care of, and know that somebody's going to pull me out of the water when I'm floating.
All right, there you go.
Legitimate concern.
Should we bring in?
It is a legitimate concern.
I mean, I think we should. We should bring in
Forgiato.
Let me pull up his theme song, which is of course going to be his float party promo that he's done.
I love the float that the mayor brought today.
It really says festive. It looks a lot like his favorite movie, Little Mermaid, Sebastian the Crab. I know you love the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, not one of my all-time favorites.
Well, you had the purse when you were a kid.
That's where it's better. Take it from me.
Oh, man. What did they got? A lot of sand? We got our own crustacean band. Okay, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen, hailing from St. Petersburg, a St. Pete native.
the Blue Wave Beach native.
He's a St. Pete Beach native too?
He's a St. Pete Beach native. He's one of mine.
One of mine. She she calls him one of hers.
Good. Come out and catch the wave. Catch the wave.
The Blue Wave is rolling into the studio.
Oh, here he comes.
You must bring your own float. Sunday, May 22nd.
Sunday, May 22nd.
There he is.
It's a Blue Wave party.
Coming in with a big float, tropical Tahiti variety. Ladies and gentlemen, the St. Pete Beach native, the Blue Wave himself. Ladies and gentlemen, 4G Auto Blow. 4G Auto, thanks for being here, man.
Definitely. How are you guys doing today?
We're real good, man. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence. We've already talked to the mayor, your lunch companion from yesterday. She has her concerns about the proper channels being followed for this big float party. What are your objectives for this weekend, 4G Auto?
Just to have a good, safe weekend with some friends and family and fans. You know what I'm saying? I look at my fans as family anyway, so everybody coming out, you know, and make sure we take care of the city. I see the mayor brought her rash. She's ready to go.
She definitely is. She strikes me as someone who would have a good time at this float party if the proper channels are followed, of course, and the proper permits are pulled.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what's kind of funny, too, is a lot of these news interviews we're doing, right?
Yeah.
When it gets off, I say, okay, well, we're not on air anymore. What kind of float you bringing? And you'd be surprised. They're like, well, my wife said, you know, we live by the beach and we got floats. I think we'll be there too.
There you go.
You'd be surprised who's supposed to be out there. I think some people might lose their job Monday.
Now, when it comes to public safety concerns for 4G Auto, of course, you want everybody there to have a good time and you want all the trash to be picked up and whatnot. Would you be open to applying for the proper permits, or are we too late for that and now you get the feeling that people are going to show up regardless?
Yeah. I mean, it's gone with the wind already. You know what I'm saying? Since I shared, like I expressed to the mayor already, that If I put up a post on Sunday saying, ha ha, I got you, I'm on a plane to Memphis.
Right.
They're still going.
Right.
It's bigger than me now. You know, they're out there. You know, only I could do is just use what I have going on to steer everybody in the right direction. You know, and that's the part I think I've done as a good citizen the whole time through is express the feeling, you know, that we want to take care of the city. Obviously, we don't want nothing to be crazy out there. But you can't compare us to Miami. We're not Miami.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, every day there's flash mobs all around the universe. Like, what happens if 900 Spider-Men just show up downstairs right here? Everyone, you know
oh
what I mean?
God.
Like,
what's that happening?
You know what I'm saying? I was trying to bring the float flash mob. I could do that. But now, that might be my next gig to really get extra attention, is I just start showing up places with the Blue Wave float flash mob. And there's people just come out of nowhere on floats running around.
900 Spider-Man party. Yes, I sober
the feeling this is going to bring up a great topic.
Which is what?
In government. Well, yeah. How about those high impact social media events? I mean, there's a lot of government transactions occurring already. Miami's already adopted a no high impact social event so that you don't go down there again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's going to limit your venues. That's my problem with it. I mean, I think he should have these venues, don't you? Doesn't
absolutely.
Float party sound good?
Float
I mean,
party
really?
Sounds great.
But that's without good. Struggle, there's no progress. Am I right?
Hey, man.
You got it on your chest, too.
I'm making sure you know. Yeah. Okay, check me out now. No struggle, no progress. If you read my hands, it says easier to dream a dream, but harder to live it. You feel
there
me?
You go.
You got to be 10 toes down. The same thing she does with her job, the same way I got to be with my fans, you know.
Right.
Not everybody going to hate you, but you will respect me and the hard work I'm putting in. The same way I respect the hard work she's doing, what she's doing. So there's never no level of disrespect for me. Even if my fans are on my page disrespecting, I say, man, put some respect on the comments, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, she's the mayor.
Yeah, put the respect
in the comments. I think respect is a great one. I mean, Aretha Franklin sang it best,
she
right?
She did.
And I
think
that's what I've been asking for. I mean, a week and a half ago, I asked him to get a permit. I laid it all out. I even said, I'll help you get a permit. I will work. I will let somebody else organize a permit if you'll come in and do it the right way. And I think I even guaranteed yesterday that I would do my hair blue if you come in and get a permit.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what's funny is this is my hairstylist right here.
Oh.
My boy Brandon. You know what I'm saying? We get ready for the Lightning game, so we're here.
Absolutely.
So we could, you know, hey, we got the color right here, right now.
Oh.
But the thing was about the permit is I respect what she was saying, but this right here was never set up to be an event.
Right. It was just a kind of like a show up if you want to. It's going to be a float party. We have in the studio with us the St. Pete Beach Mayor, Mayor Murillo. We have 4G Auto Blow. We are trying to reach a point where both sides can have understanding, progress, and communication. Now, if we could go back in time, pull the proper permits. I think we can all agree that would be the best way to go.
Oh, well, I think my vision for his success is way better than his. I think he could have had an absolute blast on that beach, and I think he could have helped every one of my businesses by blocking every room in the hotels down there, making sure he had sunscreen. Yeah, and you ever beach bum? They come out, they bring the big monkey. It looks
great. The beach
great.
Is sold out.
Right.
We're
right,
because
you didn't permit it, you didn't plan it, and you didn't think ahead.
It's sold
but
out.
But see, you can have more.
More.
You gotta have more. My vision for you is to be a success. I want you on the cruise ship with Pitbull. He came out of Miami. Yeah. Why can't you represent Tampa Bay?
No,
in the
definitely,
same way?
Definitely. But sometimes, you know, like what I explained to her, I've been working for 4 or 5 years, and you work 7, 8 years. You guys know on radio how the thing goes with payola and everything to become overnight success. You know what I'm saying? You have big records that someone say, you know, that song's old to me. I heard it 8 years ago, but that's the biggest song in the country 10 years later.
Right. Yeah.
So when somebody's working so hard, I'm saying no to record labels. So, you know, you get blackballed because I know what I put into myself and I know what I'm worth. And I know the growth of me every single day.
Mm-hmm. Let's
so
talk
sometimes
about business,
that's why you go against...
Business
you're just
is a
like,
great
this is what
topic
I'm doing.
Here. Right. So he's talking about the entertainment business. Y'all are in the entertainment business. Every one of you make a life on this.
Yes.
And so you do it by making sure that what you have is something people want.
Right.
And the way that you do that is you have to be legit, like too legit to quit sometimes to
make
sure.
She didn't just go MC Hammer, did she?
By the way, we all about that payola.
For real.
Like, don't you want the cash at the end of the day?
Yes.
And so the way that you do that is not only do you bring your success up, but you bring all the businesses up too. Don't think that I would have had every business out there selling floats that sells floats if he could? Absolutely.
I mean,
if there would have been bathrooms.
Like I said, if I really wanted to go through this and had a permit, I don't think I would have got a permit to myself.
I already told you could have got a permit.
But
I asked you to get a permit. I asked to work with you on a permit.
No. I was asked to get a permit.
This is crazy.
After the party's already going down with no permit or not, I was asked to get a permit.
After you advertised it. And see, that was still fun.
But we standing 10 toes down. We ain't backing down. We out here.
Oh, they're out here. They're not backing down. So where we are right now is that this party is happening on Sunday.
And next Sunday.
And
next Sunday.
Oh, it's a bomb this
stuff.
He's just messing with you.
Oh, okay. Like, I was playing with you. I ain't gonna do that. But hey, you know, I just wanted to see. I was looking at you with the camera up there like, whoa.
Her face turned 10 shades of crimson. So what our goal is then.
I think you forget sometimes that I have a military background. But you see, I bring out my sweetest self when I'm
But I did go to
male.
Admiral Farragut Academy for 12 years. I know they're happy about me on that alumni chart. That was me. I'm here.
Right.
I'm the kid.
And I'm sure the Admiral Farragut uniform stands up to my globe and anchor when I was serving with the Marines and I'm an Army officer.
And let me clear that, even though I was playing around, none of respect for what she did in there. I have a lot of respect for her. That's why I think there was never anything. We're having a little fun right here, but you know, honestly, the biggest thing is about the safety of everybody because I don't want my fans to get out of hand and be like, oh, yeah, it's a bash. Cause it's not a bash. It really is just a float event, you know. And the biggest thing about no permit, if I could tell you real fast, is that you guys know how this industry goes. So I'm an independent artist. I shoot my own videos. I travel. I pay my own budgets. I pay my own way, everything I do. Even if I get a show tomorrow, like last night, I was at Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Made $1,000 just to drink 2 bottles and hang out for 2 hours with my friends.
Right.
Oh, but the thing is, that goes right back into the budget of doing something different.
Yep.
So anything someone can say, oh, you made $5,000 doing a show, it goes back into another video.
Yep.
So this is a day off for me.
Right.
I don't want to worry about, oh, where's the coordinators? Where's the people with the floats? Oh, you're supposed to set up there.
Yeah,
no, man, I'm in the water.
Successful artists have
afloat.
Managers to do that. Successful artists have organizers to do that.
I have
that,
a manager, but in this game, you guys know you can't let nobody control what you're doing when I spend on my own dollars. See, I'm self-made, self-paid.
Right.
I make my own money. I put my own money into myself.
And
at the end of the day, I'm not trusting no one with my money.
Mm-mm. Been living on wealth.
Been living off wealth, bro.
People have been criticizing him, saying that he's only doing this for publicity. You know, that's self-interest. And they're saying he's only doing this to get his name out. I mean, really, did you know him before this?
Well, we grew up together.
Did you play his music?
No.
Do you know
but
why
do
you
know.
Don't play his music?
Tell me.
Well, you have this thing called FCW, I believe that's right. The Federal...
FCC? Federal Communications Commission?
There we go. That's
he
the
uses
right
some
acronym.
Dirty words that we're not allowed to play here.
But,
we need
but
a clean
what's
version.
Funny is, if you pull my sound scans, I get spins. I have records with me and French Montana on the radio last year that were charting on Billboard. The difference is, know why I'm here? Because I did a crossover event.
Yep.
This is a crossover to where my lane, I'm expanding my fan base right now.
Sure.
He took up on somebody else's success. Floatopia started this success, so it's not really about him necessarily. It's about this really great idea saying, hey, let's go float in the water. And now he's picked up on it, and we weren't quick enough to get the ordinance in place that Miami put into place to stop a high-impact social media event.
So it boils down to her 100 supporters versus my 10,000 supporters.
Actually, we were talking about posses earlier. Didn't I hear you say that? You were talking about posses. I mean, you didn't change that vowel, did you?
No, it's posse. Definitely, posse. Hard O.
Posse. So we're talking about my posse. And so
Tell me about your posse.
Got a posse too, and it's called the Residents of the City of St. Pete Beach. And you know what? They have rights too. They have the rights to protection of their property.
And they have
First Amendment rights. First Amendment rights to bring grievances to their government. Mm. That's the same First Amendment right that has public assembly in it,
sure.
Right? Peaceful assembly.
Public assembly.
Peaceful assembly. Yep. That's the words, peaceful. Well, so peaceful includes a lot of things. Peaceful includes making sure you got a place to go to the bathroom, make sure that you got place to take out trash, make sure you ain't got debris, make sure you ain't got litter, make sure that you're taking care of the animals. Ain't nobody talked about the turtle yet. Turtles. Got the first turtle nest on the beach.
Be careful with those.
First turtle got black skimmers. Black skimmers nesting. That's right. What, you want to kill little baby cheeky eggs?
No.
No.
Nobody wants
to
kill
turtles. We're definitely not animal killers.
That's right.
Salute all the animal people out there. The whole thing was, at first, you know what they do in the industry, they try to pull your car. So they say, well, if you ain't going to get a permit, we don't really care about the permit. We just want people to go to the bathroom, get water and trash cans. So I said, well, put the permit on hold, and let's go ahead and cut some checks for the bathrooms.
I didn't get no check.
Check's
check
right
cut.
Here.
Oh, he's got a check.
He's got a check for the bathroom. So the problem is, you know what I'm saying, I keep it 100.
He tried to organize bathrooms, but they wouldn't deliver. You want to know why they wouldn't deliver? Because he's hurting another business. He is hurting the porta-potty business. He is bringing them down, the porta-potties. You want to know why? Because that porta-potty seller could have had hundreds of porta potties set up there if he would have had a permit. But you know what? They can't bring it in. They can't jeopardize their equipment. So you just cheated the porta potty guy.
No,
for
I
your
didn't.
Party.
Actually, I talked to the porta potty guy, and he wants to do great business with me on my next thing. So
he could be full of poop this weekend.
I mean,
but he
first
now.
Of all, shout out caddies. Caddies on the beach.
Yeah.
I tried to work a little bit. We were trying to go back and forth. Since the beginning, I said, whatever you can find, we can do.
Right.
So I told her go down to caddies. So she said she went to caddies.
All right.
Right. Since I'm.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask caddies. They got bathrooms. They got drinking
great
on the beach.
Idea.
Sure.
Caddies
she texts
great.
Me the next day's caddy says no. 3 hours later, caddies calls me and says, we didn't say no. She's full of, and we'd like to do something with you in September.
Oh, goodness
so,
gracious.
So, I mean, you know what I mean? They're already going.
Conflicting
How much is the check?
So let's talk about St. Pete Beach. And caddies is on another city. I
but
can't
I'm
talk
just saying in
them.
General. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't
so,
quite the story.
And the biggest thing
there.
About this was when I said I had the checks for that, they said, well, no, you don't have a permit. We're going to tow the porta potties and all this stuff.
Right.
So, I responsible man, businessman.
Sure.
I don't
responsible
want,
businessman.
I don't
want to.
I don't
want
to do nothing bad to the porta potty people.
Right.
And then I owe 10 bands and porta potties.
The poop goes
so
the
I said,
potty,
hey, just so you know,
the
they're saying you need a permit or whatever to drop these things.
Right.
You don't have a permit.
So,
permit's the way to do it. Legitimate. Too legit.
At first,
legit
I didn't need
quit.
A permit for the porta potties. So when a guy said that, I said, look, man, I'd hate for you to be chasing. Losing your business.
Right.
You know, if anybody has to take crap, you got to go home. That's what I'm telling, man.
Yeah.
Go home, man.
Well, no, the
don't
better
make
way to
a
do
Duke
that
in the water.
Is, the better
on,
way
man.
To do that is
you
bring people into hotel
hours,
rooms.
Get out of here, man.
The best way to do that is bring people into hotel rooms. Make sure you share your success with everybody else. You bring other businesses up. I mean, you want a pizza, you go to Gennaro's on St. Pete.
Yeah, we love that.
You
yeah.
want
yeah.
a beach, you go to Beach Mart. And if you want to go to any hotel on that beach,
Tony
I bet
Anello's
that they
the
will
best,
block
though,
rooms. And they would love a float party. And you know what? Then everybody has their own bathroom because they got their own hotel key, and everybody succeeds because you did it the right way and you work with me. And if you set another date in the future, they'll work with you too because they like all this. They like bringing
oh, they
business.
Love this.
We love business, especially in September when we don't have anything else going on. So
and that's
great.
When they caddy said, I'll get you in September.
In our studio,
of course he did.
I'm going to put some respect on in September.
In our studio right now, 4G Auto Blow and the mayor of St. Pete Beach, they are discussing the event this Sunday, a float party, unauthorized float party, albeit a major impact social media event.
How much are those checks for that you have in your pocket?
Man, I tell you what, porta potties ain't too much, man. They $700, man. Shout out iStyle Salon and Wing Zone. Like, how a no-name up-and-coming rapper could have something as big as Wing Zone. If the check would have been $350 or $10,000, they still signed it for the kid.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I like chicken wings, man.
Me too.
I eat a lot of chicken wings,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. So now here we are with the event coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, what can we do to bring some resolution to this
See,
whole thing?
Here's the thing. At this point,
right.
The party's going to happen.
He could, 4G Auto Blow could say, don't show up Sunday, and people are still going to show
up. And now I see.
So nobody's asked me what I really want.
What do you really want?
A library.
What?
Hey,
library.
And I'm 100% behind on that library. Believe it or not.
That's
like,
why he's going to put up the GoFundMe site, and y'all are too.
I'm tweeting it right now.
I'm with that.
Whoa, what happened now?
She wants the library. We talked about it from the jump.
You ask what I really want. Y'all talk about a float party. I'm talking about the educational opportunity for all of the youth in the city of St. Pete Beach. All of those that are of an older demographic to be able to go and use the library, a learning center, the opportunity
kids need it.
That all of this
right.
can bring to fruition if done the right way. I
a
want a library.
St. Pete Beach Public Library.
So. And
you're
she
only
said,
talking about a Sunday. I'm talking about a lifetime. We have Gulf Beaches Elementary School, and Gulf Beaches Elementary School doesn't
attended,
have a quality library.
I attended Gulf Beach.
And
what's
look
up,
what
Gulf
he turned
Beaches?
Into.
I was out there. I'm out there.
You know
blue
what?
Hair, don't care, on the way.
What he turned into
I put the world on the way.
His name's everywhere in Tampa Bay right now.
Yeah.
So
good or
I'd
bad
say Gulf Beaches
good.
Did a pretty good job.
Great job.
Absolutely.
I agree. I'm 100%
He's
supportive.
His business.
Me a rapper.
Yeah, I heard he
I
was
admit
gonna,
I go to private school.
I heard he was going to give every dime
I'm from
for a
St.
dollar.
Pete Beach. Yeah. I had nothing to hide.
Right.
If you go back and listen to my first songs, anything, I'm telling you, I'm only one of five grandkids.
Yep.
Just because
my grandfather started auto trader doesn't mean I'm
going.
Nobody. I got to find my own way.
Right.
And look, I just went ahead and had a little Chinese food after my Beidou 9 interview. Look
and
what
we want to make sure that it goes in the proper
you read that. Hold on.
I got the fortune right here.
Drum roll.
What's it say?
Blue Wave Official. Hold on. I don't have my glasses. Soon you will be sitting on top of the world.
Drum roll. Hey, and
on
when
a
I'm
float.
And when I'm on the float on top of the world, know what I'm giving back?
What's that?
What am I giving back?
A library?
I think you're giving back a dime for every dollar I collect on GoFundMe sites.
But
what
no.
I heard. I
what
mean,
am
you got
I giving
a stack
back?
Of cash.
What am I giving back to you if I get what I want? We've already talked about that. We're going to name it what? What's the library's name?
Forgiato Flow Public Library.
Forgiato
Flow Public Library.
I got the text.
Blue Wave Public Library.
What did
library?
We say it was?
You bring me in $1.5 million,
whoa.
And we can name it the Blow Library.
The Blow Library.
I need a million
Beach
and a half.
Beach living off wealth.
Oh.
Woo! Now.
Beach living off wealth. Ain't nothing
Beach
wrong with that.
Beach living off wealth.
So, I mean, so how do you want like a down payment for the library? I mean, what can you do today to as a sign of good faith?
Well, he's going to put the GoFundMe site. I think that's a good start. Y'all going to help us out. You're going to keep talking about it all through the weekend. Everybody else is going
to
put it out
I don't think it's
too.
Something that has to stop through the weekend. This is something I'll promote until it's done.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I have a good following.
I think it would go a long way for him to give something back to the community because he's found this little loophole, we call, and initially that permit. He looked at it and said, well, if it's under 200, then he doesn't have to get a permit. So initially, it was only 50 to 70 fans that he said was coming.
Sure.
And so he didn't have to get a permit. Well, now it's going down.
Likes every Instagram
it's gone
status.
Viral. Yeah. And now we have crowds coming. And you got people scared. You got people canceling hotel rooms. That's bad for business because nobody likes chaos.
How many people have canceled hotel rooms, Your
I know
Honor?
Of two exactly that have called me and let me know for sure, unequivocally, that my inability to stop him has canceled a hotel room.
And what are people
That's
afraid of?
News.
I will rent that
They're
hotel room.
They're afraid of the wave. And
people,
what they, and
people
and what,
afraid of chaos.
Can't ban the wave. And what I want to say is, how many hotel rooms do you think are on St. Pete Beach?
A lot. How many?
How many?
Your
Give
Honor?
Me an estimate.
I would go probably between 5,000 and 10,000.
8,000.
I would say way more than 8,000, 10,000. I'm talking all the way down the beach, every hotel room.
20. Oh.
50.
And there's one that got two cancellations?
That's
I'll book them right now. Call them up. I'll solve the problems.
Right now.
That's what I'll do as a leap of faith. I'll book those two right now.
If you Cash are a hotelier.
I'll call every hotel in St. Pete Beach and any that were canceled because of this event, I expect you to book. Do you hear that,
Can't
St.
Do
Pete
all,
Beach?
She said
all
two.
Right, Trade Winds, Keith Overton, I'm calling you out.
But what's See, really
Serrata
cool?
Serrata Hotel. Nick.
But what's really Nicholas cool about Stanley. That, if she
call
can
him.
Definitely hit us up, because
right.
like, you know, I know a lot
Beach
of people
Comer.
Really going to lose their job on Monday because I know
Beach.
A lot of people
Call
in my
Grand
DMs.
Call
they all
Don
in my
Cesar.
DMs
right.
from all these places saying, you know what, man? I want to go out there. Can we move
Coconut
the party
Inn.
Down a little
Havana
further? I work right
they
here.
They're all calling you.
But see, these hotel rooms open up a world of opportunity when it comes to people who need to drop a deuce, like you said before, because use a hotel room key. We use those for public bathrooms. That way you go number one in the water. If you have to go number two, you get out and you go in the hotel and make boom boom.
So,
right, but that's why you plan it at a time where everybody isn't already fully booked.
Oh.
This weekend was predominantly booked. We're at 95% capacity through.
I thought
May.
Everybody's
Seriously?
Canceling. It's good they're canceling then.
No, the way
we
you
need some
do
extra
business.
Room out there. Cancel. If you're not coming, cancel. Listen, you're going
to
be the Smurf out there.
They're
the Seven God. St. Pete
booked.
Beach God.
Oh,
Trust fund
so
baby. Whatever they're saying on this site right here. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is.
And that's why he's giving me a dime for
help,
every dollar
I can't
raise.
Help that your parents need to get out there and make that money.
That's right.
Listen, everybody has the same 24 hours every day.
That's Absolutely. Why I know that if he says he'll give me a dime for every dollar I raise, then he can pay it. I know it because he's already shown a stack of cash all over his web book.
Yeah, but I was in the strip club. I went to Scores last night. Oh. You know how to shout out Scores.
Hello.
Well, see, he's not supporting St. Pete Beach. If he wanted a gentleman's
club,
there's mermaids.
Mermaids?
Come on, man. You got a retirement zone in there. Now, look, I will support that hustle if it was naked, first of all. Second of all, they had the big old
Scores.
That's
right. I'd like to point out that it's only a bikini bar.
True.
I would like to point out that if you come to our beach and you follow the rules, we got something for everybody.
True.
Doesn't mean everybody agrees with it. Now, I know for sure that not everybody on my beach likes having mermaids there. I know that not everybody on my beach likes the idea of you coming in here for an unauthorized, unpermitted event and shoving it in their face that they can't stop you. It ain't good for everyone.
Definitely
but
not.
What I do know is that we can all agree on some things, and we can agree on education, and we can agree that a library serves the purpose of growing the future generation to be able to have this kind of dialogue, and it's this kind of dialogue that gets people through. I'm communicating. I'm here. I'm not scared. I'm not backing down from him. I'm right here.
There's no need to. There's no pressure.
Every time there's a media event, I'm speaking up for the voice of my city, and that means do the right thing.
Water and plastic.
She put it down for her city.
That means no alcohol on my beach. It means
I'm not saying pour up two zips of lean and come out here and float with me.
Nobody's saying that.
You know, because like we did talk, she told me no scissorb on the beach, and I said, of course.
That's right. My vocabulary has expanded because of this young man. I now know what scissorb is.
Really?
I even have a recipe for it. And you know what, though? It's illegal. You come to my beach with it, you can be sipping your scissorb all the way up to the sheriff's office.
I got bronchitis.
My beach with that stuff.
Hey.
Don't
Drew.
Do it. Don't Yo, bring it. Don't
I got bronchitis,
it.
Drew.
I am going to find you.
I got a script.
You
better get some Robitussin for
I
that.
I got a script.
Can we do this every day?
I mean, you got to afford you out. You got to respect the mayor. I've never seen a mayor that's
Much
so
respect.
Feisty. Okay.
Cool. I mean, she's cool. I'd hang out with her. I'd someone to lunch with her.
Betty won't challenge me in basketball. He knows he'll lose.
Nah, she don't want to shoot for the cash. I'm nice to that ball. I send her videos
Division
of me balling.
Division 1 athlete right here, ladies and gentlemen. Division 1 athlete.
Now I want to say two things, though, about it.
All right.
United
I have a lot
States
of respect
Military
for her for
Academy,
one reason.
West Point, thank you.
Most mayors would have been like, I'm not going out to eat with this kid.
Right.
But you got to respect me. What hip-hop artist is like, I'm going to go out to eat with the mayor and brag about it?
Right.
Come on, man.
I don't ever miss a meal, though. I mean, it was an excuse to get a grouper taco at the Hurricane. You go to the best rooftop ever at the Hurricane. They got the views, they got the good food, and they got the music playing up there, too. And if you do want to drink, don't get me wrong. We're not against a drink. We're a city that likes to be slightly tipsy. We got 29 bars you can go to. You can go there. And if you do, you tip the waiter.
Yeah.
And don't anybody be rude to my bartenders and to the waiters. I want you to go see Ian.
To the what?
To the waiters and to the bartenders.
Perfect.
Don't be rude.
We put some respect
Don't
on that.
Vulgar.
I want to make sure we put respect on that.
That means respect. Show everybody respect. And I absolutely expect them to be treated properly because we've had some times that people have come and they think they can talk down to those young women and those young men just
Definitely
because
not.
They're out there serving. No, they're working. They're working hard. And you know what? Employees need to be paid.
Shout out to all the bartenders, man. Nothing wrong with a bartender.
Mm-mm.
Nothing wrong with a good bartender here and there. I got a couple up on 4th Street at the Hooters and the Wing Houses. I got a couple at Ferns.
See, he's already leaving the city. That ain't showing city support.
I wanna,
don't cross the
see,
bridge. Stay on the bridge. Keep your money
now,
here.
When
don't
I came
talk about
up
no
on St. Pete Beach, all we had was a putt-putt. Golf place that's not there anymore.
Right.
Nope, you can go to Rick's Reef. They got a great bar. You haven't been in town a lot, I can see, because you need to bring it up. Undertow, Smiley Snack Shack.
No,
we
like
got
it.
Rip
but
Time.
A lot of
we
those
got
places,
all kinds of places
I would
to go
say,
get a
though,
good drink.
So yesterday.
You got Rumfish Grill now.
We got done eating. So, I took myself down for a little
got
stroll
Harvey
down
Outpost.
The beach to see how popping I really am on
Outpost.
The beach.
Yeah. Great.
So
Harry's
yesterday
bar,
I walk
Compass
into Publix. Right, I go into Publix.
Right.
Why you going to Publix to buy a beer instead of going to
no,
one of the bars?
No, I went to Publix. As soon as I walk into Publix, hey, we don't got no floats, bro. I say, yo, chill.
Go local.
So then,
Beach Mart, they got
two
floats.
Old ladies looking at me. I see them. You feel?
Sure.
I can feel it. They looking like, that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the punk. That's him.
That's a float party
so
guy.
So you know me.
Yep.
How y'all doing today, man?
Right.
You get them some large
she
print
said,
audio
hey,
books
oh
going
God.
On in the library. They'll like you just fine.
She said, who are those people on your
And then once you get done that, we can upgrade to pickleball
So that's
court.
My grandmother's. They both died of cancer.
I got 250
oh, that's so sweet.
Sneakers.
She said, can I
Silver sneakers,
get
right,
a selfie with you?
Department.
I said, yeah, you get a selfie with me.
Right.
Put it on my Snapchat. You know, the people out there, some of them are just a little scared because they think I have something to do with Miami.
Right.
Because the news not once has said he has nothing to do with Miami. They just said another promoter. But they're not saying this kid has nothing to do with Miami. You know, he's not there.
Right.
So they were like, you know, they see that.
Yep.
They're
and they
scared
said,
because your lyrics, it sound like they promote violence.
What's
violence,
what?
I never heard that. I heard
name
about
me a song
songs.
Without violence. I tried to explain
I'm sorry,
to her. You
I guess
no music.
The picture
like,
didn't
you
give
go,
the right image with the assault rifle. I mean, Maybe that's
I got my permit. Why are they giving my permit?
You clearly haven't heard Vanilla Sprite.
Vanilla Sprite's a hit, man.
Oh, I've heard them
it's
all.
A hit. I like the video.
Because I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of people out here, people understand, they say you stole. A lot of music is borrowing.
Sure.
Hit Records is borrowing from the time. He took that from David Bowie, R.I.P. David Bowie. The day I put the video out, David Bowie died.
Right.
Look, the day I put out Purple Rain. Give people the wrong impression. I mean, I'm just telling you
it's
that it does
Security's
sound
my
like
cousin.
It is promoting
violence. I paid him $20
violence.
He didn't bring my gun in, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad to hear that it's not promoting violence, actually. Right. I'm glad to hear him doing the right thing about no drugs, no alcohol, because his website doesn't send the same message.
Well, website. I don't have a website.
Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook. All right.
These days, everybody's on the internet.
In our studio right now, we have the mayor of St. Petersburg Beach. We have 4G Auto Blow, and we're discussing the major impact social media event that will take place, like it or not, in St. Pete Beach this Sunday.
How are you going to resolve this? I think you're in way over your head.
Oh, it's turned up.
Yeah.
See, she's in my world now. I was chilling.
No, you in my world. Be clear about that.
No.
You on my beat.
I was chilling. I was chilling on the news, but radio come natural.
So, y'all never kept talking about my posse. I mean, you bring up the posse. You talk about his. And all these people that he's bringing, and nobody's asked about who I'm bringing.
Who are you bringing?
Who do you think I got?
I don't know.
Come on.
She got the lobster.
Your
she
son,
got the whole city.
Your crustacean float.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the United States military is going to be there.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Shout out the military.
I'm pretty sure that the veterans are going to be there.
Shout
you
want to
know
the
why? Because they've put their life on the line so that me and you can sit here with the freedom to go back and forth, because they're the ones who make sure that freedom is free.
And
they're the ones that let us do this. And the veterans, because I'm one of us, that means they're going
to
come. And I'll tell
and
you
I
one
want
of them,
them to come.
Mike Noble. You know what they're going to do? They're going to be out in the boats. He's a Marine. He's coming with his flotation devices because he knows that this lobster that I've got right here won't save nobody's life if they're drowning.
And
you see the water today? What the water looked like, Blo?
Oh, the water was bouncing.
The water was bouncing.
It was wavy.
Right.
It was wavy.
Right. And sometimes people like to get ripped, but they don't like to get caught in ripped tides.
Right.
And I tell you what, that's dangerous. Don't get in the water if the water's like that.
Oh, we got
that,
them anchors coming. We tying up with anchors. Boom. We only going as far as the leash will let me go.
Oh, no, you not.
You know what I'm saying? I got the anchors.
You know, no, you're not.
And I got the little hat with the shark fins. That's how I'm coming in.
All right, let's take your calls. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Let's hear what the public has to say.
Absolutely. If you want to weigh in, if you would like to ask a question to her honor, if you would like to ask a question to
wait
his honor.
Wait till I come up with the next thing I'm announcing Monday, Blochella. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
I'm gonna be
as long
there.
As you bring the limoncello.
I like that. Ken, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Ken?
Very well. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Madam Mayor, I don't recall. I got in the car halfway through when you guys started, and well, I don't even know your name. I'm a Tampa person, so I don't. Mayor
Maria Lowe, L-O-W-E.
Moved to St. Pete Beach, you'll know me.
I got to tell you, the class that you have right now,
is great.
Having this debate, this back and forth, is unbelievable.
Thank you.
Everything that you have said has been wonderful. You've been nothing but supportive for the community. You've been nothing but boost up the community. I'd like to move to St. Pete. St. Pete Beach. You seem like an amazing mayor. You're well spoken. I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm just trying to think of the words to not sound condescending, but for 4G Auto Blow.
Sound kind of condescending.
You call me 4G.
Yeah, okay, sir.
4G.
Just sir. 4G. You have to understand, perception is reality a lot of times, and just listening to the two of you guys go back and forth, Madam Mayor, how much is a permit? Because, I mean, for 4G, you keep on speaking about, we got toes in the sand, and you're using these great little rhyming limericks and telling about it's going to happen no matter what, and blah, 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 and I understand even negative press is still press. But your buddy, I got to tell you, the way you're coming off, the only reason why I called is because I'm driving, I'm going, I'm literally cringing, going, dude, just stop. Okay. Like, just cut it out.
Yeah, I'm
just
thinking this, sir, after 1 minute and 47 seconds of your phone call, I'm thinking the same thing about you. No offense, you sound like a nice guy, but you
I think this is something that's important, sir.
Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you very much for your comments, because I tell
I think
you
should tell
them
what a permit
important.
Is, though.
I think that
for the
one
for
thing
the
that we want
right.
is for him to be able to go from a zero to a hero here.
Right.
And he can't.
I don't know that he was a zero to begin with, but I see your point.
I mean, like I said, I've been.
Zero to hero. And the minds of
Drew,
someone like this caller.
I'm a former HBO boxing walking in LA in the center, boy, walking out with Don Trump. It's on the top of that thing, man. Mm-hmm.
In the minds of this caller, you haven't set the right example for the entertainers coming in. It's about cross-cultural communication to make sure that no matter the genre of the music, no matter the type of artist, no matter the type of crowd that comes, that there is a partnership between the area that you're coming and who's coming. And that is respect. That's mutual respect. It's showing each other that you really do care. And I will say this, he did try to start coming around, but I also know that coming in for a permit would have looked like it was bowing down.
No, it's definitely because if I
and that doesn't have to be the perception. The perception can be that we can work together. Sure. And I'm staying because the course because that's the message that it needs to be.
Right.
It's showing you that this isn't an event. I'm not making no cash. The city's not making no money.
Just like a big party.
It's free.
A permit is for any gathering over 200 people because of crowd control, and a permit is required. And the cost varies depending on what type of resources that you need. Mm. And so there are times where the city can actually volunteer its service. Services, and they come alongside people who are trying to do permits. Beach Ghost Pops is an excellent example where we bring in musicians, we bring in local businesses, and the city supports. The St. Pete Beach Classic Marathon shuts the city down for 3 whole days. It's a tremendous impact, but it is a great event.
What about Blowchella?
Blowchella? Tell me more about Blowchella.
I like Blowchella.
Where is it going
to
be?
I don't know, man. Anybody who wants to do Blowchella, hit Drew up, man. Drew got my connect, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all want to do, but at the end of the day, I want to make the city money. It's not all, I mean, it's about St. Pete Beach because we're there.
Right.
But also open to making anybody money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you want to make money? You work with the businesses that know how to make money.
But
go see Tradewinds. You go see Sorata.
Work with who could go to the work who with who's thinking they're bringing out 20,000 people to the beach.
727-579-1025. Soul Brother Kevin.
I don't know. I have a question for the mayor. Like, if this was an easy listening music, you know, if that was the backdrop, I don't think there would be the need to bring the military out.
Right.
No.
And if you have more than 200 military there, they're going to need a permit, just letting you know.
Hold on. I want to make sure that we clarify.
Like,
we're not bringing out the military.
But that's, well, he said he's having a party.
The Pinellas County
like,
Sheriff's
my
Office
posse,
will be.
And that's kind of military. Divisive.
Y'all were talking about his posse that was coming.
And I'm telling my posse, which is funny, because I have business friends that are 40 years old with 3 kids that would never step foot to see me perform at some place I perform in.
Right.
Where some of my
He's
other
not
fans,
performing, by the way.
Where some of my other fans would be like, okay, I'm not going to go over to where they are because that's corny.
Well, let's think about
everybody
it. He's having a party where he's
safe.
Not performing. Let's think about that. He's having a party where he's not performing. He's an artist. I mean, don't you think that if he would have done this the right way, that it would have been better for his music career to be able to actually perform?
I think
he's
he probably
not.
Knows
and then
best
I say, yeah, let's get a permit, and then we wait for that next party to actually happen.
I told you that I'd work with me.
Jody, was working with me.
Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We have 4G Auto Blow and the Honorable Mayor of St. Petersburg, Maria Lowe, in the studio with us.
Beach.
It's St. Pete Beach. I'm sorry. Low Blow 2.0. What's
low
up, Jody?
Blow.
Hello.
It was a low blow. That's what I'm dealing with.
How are you doing, Jody?
I'm good.
Good.
This is fantastic radio. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
So my question, 4G Auto Blow.
Yeah.
I am the resident of St. Pete Beach. I've been up in this from the beginning. And I want to like you so bad, man. I do. Like, I'm a big proponent of local small business, entrepreneurs. I want to like you so bad, but you're making it really hard. Like, I want to embrace you. I want to help bring you up. I want to help support you. Hmm. But, man, you got to support us. So I appreciate that you're sitting there with the mayor. Just here's my question to you. Do you want to be to St. Pete Beach? Do you want to be the Jerry Springer of Cincinnati, or do you want to be the Prince of Minneapolis?
I want to have the keys of the city. And I'm going to give you a chance to...
You
wanna
act
like me?
Prince
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me finish because she said 4G Auto Blow. I want to give you a chance to like me on Monday when your beach is crystal clear and there's no problems. You know, I think yesterday I think my party hasn't started yet. Did it start?
Nope.
Wasn't there a shooting on St. Pete Beach yesterday that I got blamed for a second on internet? Then I found out that it was just somebody who locked himself out of their hotel rooms. They shot the door open.
True story. And
come
he wasn't
on,
even
man.
From Florida, that guy
yeah,
who did
man,
that.
Yeah, man, come on, man. I mean, this stuff happens every day in the world.
Yep.
So the end of the day is... Give respect
reality
when it's due.
And it's being connected
so,
to this. And
you know,
that's not the right message to
And send. The difference is they're not the right message with the music and the AKs and the lean and the crazy girls, the triple kissing on my Instagram, you know, all this stuff. So when I walk in to get my permit, they say, well, we're going to check you out and contact you. Oh, the music's filthy.
Right.
Oh, You see this and that? So, oh, no, sir.
I'd like and you to think know you're from
gonna the callers. You're going to let me get a permit for the whole beach?
Do you think your fans have the same view? Will they clean the beach? Will they do
so.
The right thing?
You
I mean, said, that's a good question.
Well, what's so
I would
funny
love
is,
to give that guarantee to St. Pete Beach that the fans that really do want to just come float, that they just want to float, where your fans really respect you, because that's going to be what Monday shows. Because well, if they're, what disrespect will be is when people gather and when they don't take out their trash, when they trespass on people's property, when they bring their cars in and put them and block the EMS vehicles.
Drew,
when we aren't able to drive and get to people and somebody has a cardiac arrest and our firefighters aren't able to do their job, they're going to blame
you.
Do I speed?
Yeah.
I try not to. Ford,
do you ever speed?
But I must confess that on occasion I have broken the law.
You ever trespass? You never walk across Cody's place to go over to Winn-Dixie?
No, and I don't speed. I don't want to waste my lean.
But no, so what I'm saying is when she says that, well, my fans do that.
Look, you do.
This is the same mayor that called me
crime,
and said, hey,
you pay the time.
I see
and
your
you
fans
caught,
actually saying they would
is.
Like to come pick up. Yesterday, I put a
Absolutely.
Picture of me
some
and the
of
mayor.
Them did. There were actually some wonderful people who said they would clean up. And I think if all of the people that came, I would love to assume the best about people. That's really what it is. Meeting with him is about assuming the best out of people.
Sure,
of course.
Like, I don't have to be his fan to assume the best
That's
about
right.
him. Just
and she's gave
different.
Me nothing but respect. That's
correct.
I'm just telling you, I like her.
Me too.
So one thing I want to say too is about this is, I think this goes into social media these days being so relevant.
Absolutely.
It has a lot to do with some people on St. Pete Beach. I would say that area is more sheltered.
Correct.
Yes,
okay?
But with great power comes great responsibility.
Well, hold on. So it's very sheltered.
Spider-Man.
So in their parts, that's like, say my mom, for instance. I do hip-hop rap music. She likes to support me and try to see what I'm doing.
Sure.
It took me a while to win over my own family with the music.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Someone might come kill us because they said they're going to kill them on Instagram. Or, you know, I get death threats every day from people on the internet.
Right.
They don't come to the float party. Just the same thing when you got phone callers. Hey, man, Drew, you're whack, da-da-da. Same guy going to see you at the gas station. Hey, man, you're Drew, right? I get a photo with you?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
You nailed it.
So you don't understand the level of what we have to go through, the same level we're going through. So it's all day, a nice quiet day in Tampa Bay, and so all of a sudden blows like boom, but the same booms every single day.
Yep.
You know, there's a question that was asked earlier. If it were a different type of music, would it matter? And if you're asking me that, the answer is no. It's
well,
not
tomorrow
the music that matters.
I test anybody
it's
out
the
there.
It's
I test
the
anybody
crowd.
Out there that's rock and roll singing
anything,
and I'll share your event on my page.
Look, if a Florida orchestra wants to come perform on my beach and they expect 3,000 people to come play, they still have to get a permit. It doesn't matter what kind of music you are. I mean, I am hoping that there will be lots of artists now here in about St. Pete Beach, and they're going to want to come, and they're going to want to do it the right way because they know
they're flying
that we
in
can
right now.
Bring
yep.
people.
Zamfir, master
and
of
you
the
know
pan
what?
Flutes on a plane.
I'll show you the text.
Visit St. Pete Clearwater. They're going to think about this. I mean, we could have St. Pete Clearwater from all the way from Clearwater down to St. Pete Beach, every hotel room booked. This is the kind of thing that if people are going to show up like they did in Miami, then this is the kind of thing you organize on purpose.
Let's make St. Pete Beach
popping.
Let's put some respect. I feel like there's no respect on the word St. Pete Beach.
Right.
Because people be like, you're a rabbit from St. Pete Beach. Man, put some respect on St. Pete Beach one time.
And that's what we're here to do.
Put some respect on the city. You know what I'm saying? And you should have a little thing that says, put some respect on it.
That's right. St. Pete Beach, put some respect on it.
Like, you know what we should do?
That means if you're coming, use public transportation.
Such a great song.
Right. Yeah.
I heard Vanilla Ice is coming to the city, man.
Use Bats Taxi.
And I think
Drew
should say to Vanilla Ice, yo, man, shout out my dog Paul Wall, first of all. I don't know if you've seen my video of Paul Wall we just did, but you know how this industry is. I have features with all big name rappers, French Montana, Lil Durk, MTV, all this stuff costs money.
Right.
Paul Wall's the first rapper to contact me and say, I love your music. I like what you're doing. It takes a long time to get where you're going. Let's do a song and a video. I'm rocking with you.
Nice.
And that's
let's
a legend.
Let's talk about my brother. What's my brother do, Blow?
Brother's great.
What's
her brother's
my brother
great.
Do?
He's a rock and
let's
roll
artist.
Let's
hear it for Sixth Man. You ever been on Sixth Man Cruises?
Sixth
let's
Man.
Let's absolutely
her brother's
hear
dope.
About Sixth Man Cruises because it is dope. And they had
dope.
Diplo,
dope.
Right? So I got
too legit
these
to
things.
Quit.
It is.
Nah, she's dope.
You know what?
And that's
these
why she has
good.
A soft spot for the kid.
Yeah.
And who's
because
going
she knows
on one
brother.
Of them cruises? Who?
Me.
And who you going with?
Her brother.
No, Pitbull.
Oh, Pitbull, but I'm saying.
You're going to go with Pitbull because we're going to have a Florida cruise because Pitbull's going to
really
hear
cool,
about Blow
you know
because
saying?
Of this.
When is
and
the
he's
going
to want him on the lineup. And
Drew,
that's
and you guys are coming
thing.
Too. I'm bringing
that's
y'all.
What he needs.
If she gets me on a Pitbull cruise,
I'm there.
I'm going with y'all.
All right.
And my boy Brandon.
That's up
Mr.
to you.
Mr. 305.
You got to
Go.
Make
Shout
music
Salon,
good
man.
Enough for
We're
him
going.
To want you on his lineup. When right. your music's good enough for Pitbull, he'll bring you on. And that's what your goal should be.
Well,
but nobody's
going
to let you go if
put you out of blow on Instagram and see if I'm good enough for Pitbull.
I think
he is. And when we go, let
me hold Pitbull with braids.
One of them chains.
The Pitbull with the Pitbull, Mr. 305 Till I Die Pitbull, with the braids and the white tall tees and the tattoos, not the capris and the slip-ons. But no disrespect to that. He put some respect on it.
Yeah, too.
All right, let's wrap this up then. We are making no progress whatsoever.
No, I think we've gotten a long way.
We haven't talked about the library recently.
Okay, let's,
if anybody's
let's
tuning in recently, let's talk about the way to really show this community that you care about them. Because right now we don't have the money to fund this library. We are $1.5 million short. Our library is old, it's moldy, and it's not got enough space for the users that come to it. This is a Pinellas County Public Library system.
Right.
It services Tierra Verde, South Pasadena, and St. Pete Beach. And so, if all of the fans, if all of this attention does one good thing, and it builds a library, then it's been worth it. It's been worth staying engaged. It's been worth doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Right.
And so everybody has an opportunity to really make him look golden, to really make him look like he's able to lead. And that's the thing. A real entertainer knows how to lead their fans the right way. A real entertainer knows how to handle his business in the right way. And he's going to learn from this. He's going to get a lot of experience out of this. And he's going to know how important it is.
Yep.
And it's about sharing wisdom.
Yep.
And if I've gained any wisdom over the last 2 years, it's that I know I have to stay engaged and I have to keep at it, even when I get frustrated. Because let me assure you, I'd love to bend him over and pedal him, because this is
and
a
I'm,
bad
I don't think
thing
this doesn't get me frustrated
done.
Because in this music, everything is frustrated.
Yep.
Everybody calling, like, can I go to the float party? Can I get on your float? Okay, I got 20,000 people doing that to me, Snapchat. Because
sure.
As I get bigger and bigger, I try to respond. The biggest thing is fan interaction.
Yep.
I write back to my fans. I FaceTime all my fans.
Sure.
When your fan base gets so big, you're doing it all day. I sit on the internet all check the stomach.
And there could have been
check
a worst
the stomach.
Case. And there could have been a worst case scenario here.
Right.
Had I disrespected him.
Right.
Had I said, "Oh, it's just."
It almost went down that way.
It
though.
Almost,
ask her.
I'm glad it
did. It
didn't.
Negative.
I'm happy.
Because I said, well, your fashion sure is different from here. Admiral Farragut uniform. There's my
son. No.
Look, there sits
she
Gabriel
said,
right there. He's in the Admiral Farragut uniform.
P.E. gear. We call that P.E.
gear. That's P.E. gear.
Right?
Well, I mean, his fashion's a little different than back then. But it could have been taken the wrong
way. This is 2016.
Yep.
You go to L.A., they got blue hair, blue beards, tattoos.
Heard.
You know what I mean? It's a different world. I mean, like, to be honest with you,
right. But
I think my
taken
style
that
is
offensive.
More of a rock star Kiss type of style than what your natural back in the day you think hip hop style
sure.
is. I don't wear baggy clothes.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? I might wear some jewelry here and there, but that comes with the lifestyle of standing out, this and that. But anything, it's a rock star lifestyle.
Sure.
Vanilla Sprite is a hit. Remember that.
Vanilla Sprite. All right. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
What?
Did you not want to do any sort of like a rap collaboration with everybody while they're in the studio today?
Do you think that? I mean,
let's go all the way around. Everybody put two lines. It'd be fun.
Oh, no. Oh, you got to give me some time. Can we take
two
a commercial?
Lines? Two lines.
No, just start one line. Like I heard Drew sips on Dirty Sprite.
I do sip on Dirty Sprite. Nikki, what you got?
I just sent you his song Vanilla Sprite Clean.
Okay, so it's a clean version.
Hey, clean.
I'm gonna see if how hip you are too, because I think you hip a little bit.
Oh man,
about.
I just out.
Hey,
know,
so
my,
just
my
so you know, we
bro.
Coming out there with Gucci flip flops.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna go around the room. Everybody spits two lines. I think we should start with the honor.
My people had dough. I got it on my own. I'm just letting the show. Used to be the black sheep of my fam. I let the past in the past and I let it go. I remember when I used to keep my beer real low. Had a boss up on him, so I let my stroke. Had a boss up on him when it caught me a ghost.
You might need to give us a straight instrumental.
That's the reason why.
That's what I'm saying.
So you could keep the plaques. I just need it all white with the rims to match.
Yeah, we might need an instrumental. Let me see if I can find an instrumental for Ice Ice Baby.
Mary Lowe, are you feeling like you might be able to rap or anything today?
She's talented.
Crazy.
Look
man.
At me, I'm the normal rapper going in my notes. You know what I mean? I don't freestyle. She over there, she wrote. She ready for me.
Okay, let's see.
Hey.
Hey,
102.5.
Yeah.
Hey, 102.5. Hey, float party getting live. Hey, float party going ham. The mayor says she
right
might jam.
Thing, do it all the time.
The mayor says she gonna slam. Got the lobster port in her hand.
Oh. All right, who's gonna start this thing off, Seth?
Oh, come on, man. I'm not like I can't like jump into the beat.
I want the mayor to set the tone, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
This is your city. Say, what up?
Go, Your Honor. Go, Your Honor.
Hey.
Go, Your Honor.
St. Pete Beach is a place for me. It's good to you and me.
Hey.
Go now, get the time. You can do it. It's the rhyme.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Trade winds, it's the best slide.
Oh.
You can go there at any time.
All right.
Gennaro's is a place to go. If you want the Greek, then go to Nice.
There we go.
Come on, Drew. I know you got
okay,
it in you.
All right, all right.
Mm. I'm looking at you, Drew. I see all the right. vibe.
I don't give a who you think you are.
Hey.
You paid too much money at the Don Cesar.
Hey.
Float party might be out back. And if you ain't there, you know you whack, whack. We got the low blow 2.0. Drew Garabo got the funky flow. Now I take the mic and pass it to the right to SBK. He gonna rock it all night.
Hey. We on that drag. I'm on the float. We don't need no boat. I'm rocking with the goat. He got blue hair because he don't care. Go Lightning. Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. Come on, Seth.
We're here with Mr. Blow and Merlot. Time to turn up. Sip on the lean while we're inhaling the smoke. I didn't rhyme, but I don't care. I'm with SBK. Gold Bolts and the blue hair.
Hey, hey, hey. Drew,
yo.
Sam's Club, that's where I'm going. Sunday, that's where I'm flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor, yeah, she riding with the kid. Put on for the seven, yeah, I did.
Oh.
St. Pete Beach, that's where I'm from. I'ma be there without no guns.
What?
I'm saying I ain't playing with the police. I got all your girls on a short leash. And I'll be riding with that purple drink. Hey, I don't think what you really think. Hey, and I'm still laughing to the bank.
Right.
And I'ma get the... But for real, man, we want everybody out there to be safe. Like,
yeah.
You know, don't take it playing around. Like I say, this is a serious matter. I don't want to play around.
No
because,
drinks unless you want to sing.
Hey, foot at your own risk, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, be responsible.
That was a great show. Yeah, right.
Good show. Great show, man.
Oh,
y'all
man,
really got
fun.
A great show.
Thank you.
And I like being open to the new things. Anytime y'all want to contact me for any type of
oh,
thing,
yeah.
I'm with it, man.
All
I like
right.
y'all vibe.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.